How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. I mean, these are all in this psalm. It's just wonderful.
You know, one of the things I'm seeing through Scripture, Barbara, and this is, I recently started to see this, is where we acknowledge the Lord in praise. Holy Spirit and the angels are at work. Mm-hmm. And when Holy Spirit is inside of us, He is directing the activity of the angels around us.
That's right.
So He is on the scene calling the shots.
That's right.
And that's really what was happening here with David when he says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and rescues them.
And rescues them.
Wow.
Oh,
that's powerful.
Praise God. Yes.
So when we begin to praise the Lord, and you can do that by an act of your will, you can have an absolutely rotten day and you don't feel like anything. You can get up and begin to edify yourself in prayer, pray in the Spirit, but begin to praise the Lord, and that looses Holy Spirit to go to work on your behalf, mm-hmm. to direct the angelic involvement that's around your life. Mm-hmm. And that is not psychic, nor is that New Age.
Oh, no.
That's all way through the Bible.
It sure is. And we can give you many more scriptures, and of course, we can't do it all here on a tape, but another great example is Psalm 54, I will give thanks to thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Psalm 57, I will sing praises. Yes, I will sing praises. I will awaken the dawn. That means He will woke up before the sun came up, Darren, and he began praising the Lord. Psalm 63, my lips will praise thee, so will I bless thee as long as I live. Hallelujah. And that's when he was in the wilderness of Judah.
Now let's talk about lips. Many times people say, well, I just can't say that, or I just don't feel like saying that. You need to make your mouth become a servant. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it's so easy because the flesh is so strong, the cry of the flesh is so strong, it's easy to use our mouth negatively. And when you get caught up in one of those deals, repent, get away from it. And I want to say this to you, you will kill a spirit of praise if you stay around some negative people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you need to have some new friends, or you need to dissolve some old friendships or put them on hold, because that negative talk is the reverse of praise. It's the opposite of praise, and it will pull you right down. And I believe the negative talk puts the devil to work. We need to stop that and begin to say, I'm going to make my mouth a servant of the Most High God, and I'm going to praise Him, and my lips are going to praise Him, and I'm going to put praise in my heart and in my mouth, mm-hmm. as an act of my will.
That's right. Amen. I agree with that. And if you're going through a hard time, what you could do best to for your time every day is read a psalm and read it out loud, like you were saying, Darren, with my lips, if I can
read
hear that praise.
Right.
So every day as you wake up, if you can't read anything else in your day, you're so busy, take a psalm a day and read that psalm, and in a proverb, one proverb a day. Those two things will absolutely lift up your spirits during that day.
And remember that. There are 31 Proverbs, so there's one for every day, the longest month.
That's right.
And we tell you this all the time because it's a strong biblical concept that so many people miss, and that's Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. As you're reading these Psalms out loud, you're going to build your faith in the Most High God.
That's right.
And some of you are absolutely, your warehouse is empty. You don't have any substance in there for God to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wait to build your faith until you need faith, you've waited too long.
That's right.
That's the message that we always try to teach here in Darren and Denver. Build your faith today when you're not in the foxhole.
Store it up.
Store it up. And put something in the bank, so to speak.
That's right.
So that God has, when you go to pray, you already have a relationship there of faith with the Lord.
Oh, Darren, it's better than CDs in the bank. It's better than gold and silver stored up for the rainy day. It really is.
Now, folks, we believe that and we live by that.
We live by that.
And now the reason we're so concerned on this, and I harp on this every once in a while, is we have people that hit the wall and they have no resources. Now, what do you mean, Darren? They have no money in the bank? No, I'm not talking about their bank account. I'm talking about their spiritual account. They've had an opportunity to build themselves up in the faith and they didn't do that. And now all of a sudden they have a great demand for faith and they have no faith. And so they have to go to someone else to pray them through, and that's fine, that'll work, and we do that, and people even do that for us sometimes. But I'll tell you, to hold on to the work of God in your life, you have to have more faith to hang on to what God's done for you than to get it done in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be passive. Don't go with the consent of ignorance or laziness. Get that faith buried in your heart, and you do that in many ways through praise.
That's right. Now take a pencil and a piece of paper and write down these next scriptures because we don't have a whole lot of time to go through them. But Isaiah, which is the largest book in the Bible, Isaiah 25:1, when he was going through real hard times, Isaiah said, "O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness." He was a prophet who praised God. Then in Jonah 2:9, while he was in the belly of the whale, I mean, this man was in, talk about a pit. He was in a pit, a smelly pit. And he said, "I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving." And Jeremiah, at a point of hopelessness in his own life, wrote the words in Lamentations 3:22, "The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And one thing about Jeremiah, Darren, he was put into stocks. He was imprisoned. He was thrown into a cistern to die. And yet, when that captivity took place and they took everybody by chains to Babylon, Jeremiah stayed in Jerusalem with the poorest of the poor, and he was free during those times of captivity. So praise God for his deliverance when we praise him.
And he knew ahead of time he was going to be delivered.
That's right.
And yet he was taken over in, and some of you are suffering today because of the sins of those around you. And that's what happened to Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm, yes.
He was taken into captivity right along with the people that had been rebelling against God.
But he wasn't.
But yes, he wasn't.
Who were the ones who were punishing him at that point were actually his people that were punishing him for warning them. And finally, when the Babylonians came and took all his people, he was left at Jerusalem to plant vineyards and to keep up the city for the Babylonians. So he escaped. So
God vindicated his prophet, didn't he?
Lord, he did.
But he suffered right along with the people in many ways.
Oh, yes.
Because the people sinned. And folks, let me tell you, if you get out there far enough, God will spank you real good for your benefit. Mm-hmm. Now, I just praise the Lord, Barb, when I fell into sin, that God didn't take my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't take my health. He didn't take my life. You know, he was a loving, kind, heavenly Father who disciplined me but brought me back in love.
Hallelujah.
And that's his game plan.
Yes.
And we need
he
to praise him
us.
For that.
Oh, he loves you today. You who are listening, he loves you so much. He loves you with an everlasting love.
And we need to praise him for his loving kindness, Barbara. All of us had our heads zapped off at some
time.
That's
right.
Really?
Yes. Read Jeremiah 31 and 33 if you need a love chapter to read on and about God's love. It'll just bless you. Another situation in which they were going to lose their lives is found in Daniel 3:17. The three Hebrew children, Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael, stood before their accusers and said, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace. But if he does not, let it be known, O king, we're not going to serve your gods and worship the golden image." And we know that he heated it up seven times hotter and threw those kids in there. And then they looked in there and there was a fourth. There was a fourth guy in there walking around.
And who was that guy?
And it looked like the Son of God.
It was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, some of you don't know the names Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael. You know them as
Shadrach
Meshach,
and Abednego.
Well, we don't like to use those names because they're heathen names with horrendous implications. Mm-hmm. Now, some of you have been relabeled, renamed, mislabeled, misnamed by people around you. I have worked in some terrible situations. I worked on the waterfront. I've worked in some union jobs, getting through college. And I'll tell you, I've seen people get labeled in these situations. I was labeled and called some horrible things. And that became the name that you answered to in those situations. You say, "Well, how could you do that?" Well, let me tell you, they do that to you all day long. And they come up with a name for you, a nickname or some horrendous name. Some of you are in situations like that. You need to praise yourself right out of that mess. And God can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about men that were in prison and with no chance to get out. And they got on their faces and they prayed in the Spirit and they praised God night and day, night and day. And God opened up the prison doors and got them out of there.
Amen.
And some of you say, "Well, I'm not in jail, but I'm sure in debt." "Well, I'm not in debt, but I'm sure sick." "Well, I'm not sick, but I sure got kids that are going crazy and driving me nuts."
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you start praising God and loosing Holy Spirit to come in to work on your behalf? That's his character. That is his reputation. That is his record. So why would it be any different now?
Amen.
In Hebrews 13:8, I'll tell you why it'll work for you. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." In other words, nothing's changed, folks. it will still work for you today. So get your mouth disciplined, get it going, start reading the Psalms, read them out loud, and make it very personal. Make it like you're saying it. David said it and wrote it.